Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Masek's here, too, because he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books, including his new one, A Clear Eye for Branding. Tom Masek, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. We got this hotline thing going here, Tom. Folks, between Tom and me, we got this hotline thing going. That's how we're connecting up, which Tom, is the reason I mentioned that is because on this day in 1963, the hotline between Moscow and D.C. went into operation.
Well,
what do you think about that?
How about that?
You're pretty excited about that, aren't you?
Can't you tell?
Well, you know, Tom, you just can't go through life without having these little tidbits of information.
Oh, believe me, I know.
Hey, Tom, you've been working on some new approaches to marketing, some new ideas to marketing and branding in the 21st century, and I'd like you to talk to us about those.
Yeah, I've been trying to come up with a new mental model, a new way of looking at what the marketplace is all about, and it's not really new. I didn't come up with this, but the way that I'm approaching it, I think, is a little new. I'm looking at the marketplace more as a conversation, and I'm looking at how to approach it, and I think I figured out a three-pronged approach to how to approach the marketplace as a conversation. And
all right,
the first thing that I think everybody has to understand is the most important part of the conversation is the internal conversation that people are having with themselves.
You
and what I mean by that is...
When you say themselves, Tom, do you mean including with literally themselves, but also within the organization?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what is it that the decision maker is running through their mind? What's the conversation that they're having with themselves about the job they're trying to do, about who they are, about the category, about the competition, about the business that they're trying to approach? Because there's something that they already have up in their brain, and they're having a conversation in their own head.
Right.
And until you understand what that is, you're never going to be able to create anything that will attract them towards you. Because what they want is they want to look and see someone, some business, some approach to their problems. And they want to be able to say, aha, finally, there's someone who gets it. Now, what they're really saying is, aha, there's someone who gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Who understands my issues, my problems, the way that I'm looking at things, what I need. It's a very subtle thing, but this is the beginning of the conversation,
and
is to really have a deep...
Sometimes, Tom, the customers don't even know that that's how they feel. They're not even really aware that's their the way they're behaving, are they? I mean,
Jim.
It's totally intuitive for them to be that way, but it's not so intuitive for us to think about them like that.
You know, and see, you hit the nail right on the head, because I said it was an internal conversation. Many people aren't even aware of the thoughts that they're spinning in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop them and you ask them, what kind of meals would you like us to serve at this restaurant? They'll say to you, because they've been conditioned to say it, they'll think and they'll say, well, I would like something a little more healthy. And there was a big article Sunday in the Washington Post that showed that all of the restaurants that went and created all these healthy fares, like the Applebee's and some of the
right.
other chains,
right.
they didn't sell anything. Because the conversation in the people's minds was were different than the conversations that they were expressing.
You're saying that all those healthy food menus that they came up with were not successful.
They were not successful at all.
Yeah.
And that they're abandoning them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to understand, again, what the conversation is that's going on inside people's brains. The way to really get a handle on that is to watch what they do, not what they say. Now, once you have that deep understanding, you try to think of yourself as let's say that customers are butterflies. All right, for a second. You can either run at them with nets, and you're not going to do too well, or you can be the kind of flower that attracts that particular species.
A butterfly plant. There is a butterfly plant. You know that?
There is?
Yeah, there is a plant that attracts butterflies.
Well, you see, I didn't know that.
Well, you got to come to places. You got to come to this show to get stuff like this, Tom.
But if you're going to be,
that's what we're here for, Tom.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll have to jot that down here. But if you want to be a certain type of flower, then you need to understand what kind of flower attracts what kind of species, what color, what shape, what smell. Mm. Otherwise, you will not get noticed. So that's the first step.
One of the things I see, Tom, that's the biggest deterrent, and I see this on marketing material. I went to a website recently of a major corporation, and they were identifying all these benefits that you got when you bought their stuff. And you know what the benefits really were in reality? They were features.
That's right.
Now, they were benefits to the customer, to the company. The company looked at the things that they had in their list, and they were clearly benefits to the company. But what they were doing was they were putting the benefits to them up on the website instead of converting what were really features into what the customer really saw as a benefit.
Yeah. You see, and the reason is because they don't get the internal conversation.
That's right.
Peter Drucker said, he said that what we're really trying to do is create a customer, not serve a market. And to create a customer, what we need to understand is what is the job they're trying to do. And we have to speak in terms of that. You know, people don't, I said this 100 times, people don't buy drills. They buy holes.
Right.
So stop talking about all the features of the drill and start communicating to them about the hole that they're trying to build.
What these people are doing, Tom, is you're right. They're not having a conversation because a conversation implies two-way. They're having a monologue in their head, and what they're saying to themselves is, we like us. We like the way we are. You should, too. Stand by, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. Tom Nasecker is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of A Clear Eye for Branding. He and I will be right back after these messages. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I sure do like that song. Atlanta Rhythm Section. And that's a great song. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's a great guy. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Clear Eye for Branding. And boy, howdy, folks, if you ever want to learn about branding from anybody, you need to do it from Tom Asacker. Anything he says, anything he writes, you're going to want to be part of that. You're going to want to glom onto that. And all you got to do really is buy one of his books, and you'll see what I mean. Tom, congratulations again on your new book.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Give us the website, please.
It's aclear.com.
aclear.com. Tom, we're talking about this conversation. I think you've really hit on something. This conversation that there is a conversation going on. Let me put it this way: there are two people speaking in this relationship between the business and the customer, but it starts out as a monologue inside of themselves. But it needs to become a conversation where both people can hear the other person, and something good can come from that. Now, how do we accomplish that? How do we make that? How do we go from the monologue in our head where we're talking about features that we're thinking are benefits, to where we're actually connecting with the customer and hearing what they have to say, and or at least what finding out what they're thinking, and then executing.
Well, okay. Well, let's take that monologue, that internal conversation. So the whole focus there is to be empathic, right? You're trying to really understand so that you can attract people to you.
Right.
Once you do that, now you move to what I'll call the external conversation. This is where, instead of being empathic, you're being authentic. This is where you bring your understanding of the customer, of the client, to life. You figure out how to dramatize it through your business model, through your marketing, through your advertising, through the experience that people have with what you offer. And what will happen is these customers, these butterflies, okay, they'll view that external communication, and it will either confirm their suspicion that, oh, yeah, they do understand me. They are like me. Now, but remember, they're in a real big hurry, and they're very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
So what customers are doing is they're going to be looking around for one dissonance, one thing that tells them that this is all a plastic flower. It's not really a real flower.
Right.
And when they find it, they're going to run away because they're busy and they don't want to be fooled. So that external conversation, everything about it has to fit, like I said earlier, that job that people are trying to do. It has to, you know, it has to really validate who they're trying to be, the conversation that's in their head. And if you can do that, and if it's exciting, and if it's different, they'll spread the word. That external conversation will start building because they'll go out and tell their friends, they'll tell their family, they'll tell their business associates, you know, they'll tell their peers that I finally found someone. So in essence, what you're doing is you're moving beyond attraction to confirmation. You're showing them everything about the business
that
confirms.
Tom, say that last part. Beyond?
Well, you're moving now beyond attraction.
Beyond attraction.
To confirmation. You're confirming.
Folks, I'd like for folks to write that down. I really think that's important to think about. You're not just trying to attract customers. You're going to the next level, and I think that's a mistake that we make. I think that's a 20th century mistake that we make, Tom. When we think about our marketing, when we think about our PR, when we think about our advertising, we're trying to attract customers. But we need to take the next step. Tell us what that is again.
Well, you need to confirm to the customer that all of this that you want them to believe is in fact part of who you are. They're going to be looking at all the little pieces very quickly, and they're going to put the puzzle together, and they're going to say, yes, this fits. I believe these people. I trust them. That's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to say, wait a minute, the ad said this, but when I got to the place, it said something else. So guess what? They're trying to fool me. They're trying to trick me. I better run away.
Folks, this is 21st century stuff, not... When I say 21st century, I mean in the sense that more than ever before, consumers, your customers, are empowered in a way that they've never been empowered before, aren't they, Tom?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They are smart. They're connected. You know, they have more information than probably the client, the business has.
They are really well informed. They probably do have more information than you do. Especially about their options, about your competitors.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because they're out there searching.
I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, last thought is now that they have belief that you're for real, that's when you turn the conversation into a reciprocal conversation. That's where it becomes dynamic. That's where it's give and take. You solicit input. You make rapid changes in your products and services and in your communication to better improve their lives, and that's where they will become part of helping you grow your business by giving you input freely because they believe you're in it together.
Tom, the butterfly ASACer. Thank you, Tom, for being here. Good job today. See you next time, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
A Clear Eye for Branding.com. That's the book and the website. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, right back with Beverly and Medieval. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.